Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Why is it that we equate busyness with productivity? We think if we're busy that we're getting a lot done. And you may be getting a lot done if you're busy, but the question you have to ask yourself is, what is it that you are getting done? In other words, are you fulfilling things that are critically important, or are you just going through the motions and going through meetings because there's people that want to talk to you? So the first thing I would suggest is that busy doesn't mean productive. And as a matter of fact, it could be construed as just the opposite. If you're busy at every moment of the day, there's a good possibility that you're not taking the opportunity to do some of the important things, some of the more strategic things that you need to do. So when we look at people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, they were both interviewed by Charlie Rose a few years back. And both of them said, ironically, that they do not keep full calendars because they like to have that white space to provide time to think. Now, these are two of the most successful people, the two of the wealthiest people on the planet, and they are intentionally not filling their calendar. And there's a lot of other people that are in places of success that do something similar. Because in order to be successful, you have to be thinking two steps or three steps ahead. And to do that, you have to take the opportunity to do some strategic thinking. So in terms of how you decide where to use your time and what you're going to do, you've got to start asking yourself how critical the meetings are that you're taking on. If you're filling every hour of every day, are these meetings that are important for you, important for your business, are they going to help you get ahead or help you get where you want to go? Or are you just busy for the sake of being busy? And if that's the case, then maybe you should really start to think about what meetings you should take and shouldn't take. Maybe you should look at suggesting that the meetings go for a shorter period of time. If somebody wants you for an hour, you tell them that you have 20 minutes as opposed to the hour, but I'd be happy to give you 20 minutes of my time. And then maybe what they'll do is they'll consolidate what they have to bring to you with it so that it fits within that 20-minute time period. And then you're out. But I think it's important to start to prioritize your time. And it's like we've said many, many times before, you can always create more money, but you cannot create more time. The time that you have should be coveted. You've got to think about, how can you get the most done with the time that you have? Because every hour you're spending at work or in your business is an hour that you're spending away from doing what you love to do or spending time with your family. And maybe it's both. So that's really what we want to get to. It's all about being productive, but it's about using your time as wisely as you possibly can. And also building in that white space on your calendar so that you can start to do some strategic work. So you can think about what's most important, because otherwise you're just bouncing from place to place and running for the sake of running, but really not ever picking your head up to say, you know, who am I seeing? What am I doing and why? And then taking the next step and saying, okay, what should I really be doing? And what would be the most beneficial use of my time and the most productive use of my time? If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. Today, I just want you to think about the time that you have, take a look at your calendar, and see how full it is. And if you're finding that it's overly full and you have no white space at all, it's time to create some. Cut back on the meetings that you're having. Be more selective on who you spend your time with. Set a goal for the outcome of those meetings that you have and shrink them. If they're an hour, shrink them to a half hour or 20 minutes. And if they're a half hour, shrink them to 15 minutes. But figure out ways to create more white space in your day, and you will be more productive over the long term because it will give you the opportunity to do what's most important, and that's spend some time thinking strategically and streamlining the things that you're doing on a daily basis.